Greetings, Sleepy Salsa here on this Sunday, August 26th of 2012, and welcome to the 54th episode of the Last Best Deal podcast. This broadcast is kindly hosted exclusively over at radioforall.net. I should also take this opportunity to mention that the opening theme is Ashley Alicizes a Puzzling Predicament, and the outro will be Bosa's King's Quest, both of them available pursuant to Creative Commons Attribution, specifically CC BY NC SA 3.0 Unported. For more information on Creative Commons, visit them at creativecommons.org. For any other content that may not be of original authorship by yours truly, any such material is used under the sincere intention of fair use. If you wish to understand the nature of the situation we are all suffering under, and what can be done about it, feel free to visit the Last Bastille blog, which is located over at The Last Bastille. Bastille is spelled B-A-S-T-I-L-L-E, thelastbastille.wordpress.com. For this particular episode, we'll be taking another look at an essential concept, which is problem-reaction-solution, otherwise known as the Hegelian dialectic. I will be reading for all of you tonight an article that was originally posted over at the Last Bastille blog, originally on December 31st of 2011, entitled Problem-Reaction-Solution, the Hegelian Dialectic. Problem-solving is an essential human activity, for without it, there can be no innovation, development, or even enrichment in the quality of this experience known as life. There are whole hosts of troubles that exist, ranging from the mundane to the grave. Some will be with us always. Others simply change names and morph into something somewhat similar. With all of the genuine challenges we face, conjuring artificial difficulties out of whole cloth is clearly not only a great crime, but also dishonestly attempts to reprioritize what truly matters. This propaganda trick is known as the Hegelian dialectic, which is known vernacularly as problem, reaction, solution. George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel was a 19th century German philosopher who used a three-valued logical model in order to explain history as well as the nature of reality. Developing upon the original version of Immanuel Kant's thesis, antithesis, synthesis, Hegel used abstract, negative, concrete. The difference between the two is that the former does not explain why the antithesis even needs the thesis in the first place, whereas the latter postulates that any thesis is in fact too abstract and lacks the experience of trial and error. Regardless of the semantics and minutiae, the core idea here is that the first two components are blended to produce a third entity. David Icke, a notable British counterculture figure, took the core essence of these philosophical concepts, simplified the elements by renaming them, and applied it to contemporary history. As this prolific author has said, what happens in terms of creating wars is a mind manipulation technique that I call in my books Problem, Reaction, Solution, and it works like this. Step 1. The duplicitous bastards in question either take advantage of a pre-existing problem by making it more atrocious, or even worse, they create an artificial problem out of whole cloth. Step 2. They then present to the public, through their corporate media, the version of the problem they want so as to elicit a particular response from the population. What are they going to do about it? Step 3. The establishment offers the prepackaged solution, which was something they wanted to do anyway, even before the problem had become manifested. The whole point of problem, reaction, solution, or PRS, is to fundamentally alter society with a minimum of popular opposition, weakening any form of resistance automatically from the beginning, in very much the same way the left-right paradigm does. Is this the change that liberals wanted when they elected Bill Clinton and Barack Obama? Or for that matter, when conservatives similarly elected Ronald Reagan, Bush the First, and Bush the Second? So, what kinds of problems can be either be worsened or wholly created in order to enact PRS? These can range from so-called terrorist attacks, which are usually ascribed to amorphous non-state actors, to imperialistic wars of aggression, to a government collapse, to a run on a currency, to a credit crunch, to hyperinflation, and frankly, anything else at all that can be used to rile up the population's support for the establishment's supposed fixing of the chaos. Speaking of which, I'll add the tidbit that in the 33rd degree of Freemasonry Scottish Rite, their motto is Ordo ab chao, or order out of chaos. Ever notice that PRS never works when things are going pretty well? Former Commander-in-Chief of the National Socialist Luftwaffe, Hermann Göring, said that, quote, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why should some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor, for that matter, in Germany. That is understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is to tell them they are being attacked, and denounce the peacemakers for their lack of patriotism in exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country." End quote. Obviously, substitute war for any sort of artificial problem, and the same principles still apply. Let us not forget the complicity of the corporate mainstream media, or the MSM. Their chief role in PRS is to elicit a response from the populace, which simulates popular support for the establishment's later actions in step 3, the solution. This is possible when the MSM only functions as repeaters. That is, office drones who simply regurgitate whatever the government's official version of reality happens to be this week. If the MSM had any sort of journalistic integrity, especially by performing actual investigative journalism, then the state's flavor of propaganda collapses as the ridiculous farce that it is. Let us now examine two spheres of the human experience to see how PRS is applied to push forward the agenda of those minuscule few who seek to control the many. Politically, this can be seen when the government, also known as the state, finds a scapegoat for something bad that, in fact, they themselves did. Due to a combination of corporatism and repeaters, the MSM simply presents the government flavor of an event, never the actual truth, so as to elicit a worrisome response from citizens who now fret about their security. Never fear, for the state has a remedy for what ails the body politic. Typically, it's always a further encroachment into the lives of innocent people, or what minarchists call a police state. Anyone with two brain cells to rub together wonder why it's impossible to do something as simple as going to the airport and actually getting on a fucking plane without getting mauled by agents of the state. Economically, this is observable with the so-called global financial crisis. Basically, high finance interests gambled with other people's money, and when they lost it, the state bailed them out with even more confiscated wealth. The roller coaster ride of the so-called boom and bust cycle is only possible with the cyclical expansion and contraction of the money supply, which itself only exists due to the mechanism that brings the currency into existence in the first place. So, what is the establishment's proposed solution to prevent such financial shenanigans, such as with subprime mortgages, credit derivatives, and central banking? Aiding and abetting the entities that caused the domino effect in the first place, while blaming consumers, as if they were the masterminds, and forcibly transferring their wealth to those very same high finance special interests. PRS is a devastatingly effective method for tricking a population into becoming emotionally invested in something that would otherwise be against their own self-interest. Only those with an intuitive understanding of cognitive processes can begin to appreciate the magnitude of such social control. Once you analyze the news as indicating such fundamental trend shifts, you can apply the formula of PRS to it and decipher where all this activity is really going. How you act upon your realizations of this is up to you. And again, that was my article that was published over at the Last Bestia blog entitled Problem, Reaction, Solution, the Hegelian Dialectic. I guess as a postscript of sorts, it is important to keep in mind that there's really no other way of putting it. Even when it's explained to certain portions of the mainline public about how the Hegelian dialectic works, just how devastatingly effective it is, the best reactions that I've gotten from the apathetic and overtly hostile portions of the mainline public is just that, oh, you're crazy, that doesn't work, or a lot of times I'll hear about the accidental view of history. And even if in step one, the problem is a genuine one that just, the government or some other despotic entity just took advantage of to then enact the formula, there's still some level of planning being involved, i.e., they still have to, even if the problem is as genuine, they still have to couch the response and then push forward a solution, which usually they had kind of waiting in the wings. They were just trying to find some genuine thing event to seize upon it, like these mass shootings you constantly see. In fact, let's apply that right now. Like the so-called Batman shooter, Holmes. What's his face? I've heard some of the other aspects of the alternative media claiming that it's a false flag operation, and I will get into what that is in a future podcast. But they're claiming that it's a false flag operation, and it's interesting because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter really if it's an artificial problem, a false flag operation being one expression of that, or it's genuine, because either way, the establishment takes that problem, artificial or genuine, and couches the reaction, which then leads to the solution, which was basically the thing they wanted to do in the first place, even before the problem was manifested. This is kind of interesting because when I and others mention to, the 9/11 truthers and, other types of political dissidents about how, guys, not everything's a false flag operation, that seems to be a type of heresy of sorts. And they say, how can you possibly say that? It's like, well, to be perfectly frank, at the end of the day, it all goes back to the Hegelian dialectic. Because in step one, the problem, it's either way, genuine or artificial. So obsessing and worrying and trying to prove that such and such an event was an inside job, or trying to refute that it was not an inside job and really genuine, that's all academic. I mean, to some degree, in some instances, it might be useful to figure out whether it was or not. But at the end of the day, once an event happens, you really need to kind of like, okay, there's the problem. Now we have to look at, now really let's focus on steps two and three, because that's the key thing. Again, let's look at the recent mass shootings. because there's actually been more since the Batman shooter, apparently. Reaction is, what are they, big daddy government, big government, nanny state, what are they going to do to protect me, supposedly? And the proposed solution is always, more gun control, basically. I mean, that's how the little PRS formula works. And that's just something very, very simple. I mean, you can apply this to the, again, to the imperialistic wars, to, points of consternation happen to be. Obamacare. That's an easy one, too, as well. Really, any of these, and you can just apply it. And once you do this enough, what you'll find, or at least I did, is that even with genuine events that just spring out of nowhere, they're always, to some degree, how they're acted upon is always planned. Always. I mean, when they put together this, gun control legislation, it's literally impossible to write these bills, write these several hundred page bills over the course of a couple days. It's impossible to push, some sort of UN small arms treaty thing at the same time the Batman shooter happened or whatever it was without, some serious coordination beforehand. And then they were just waiting in the wings, like couched and like keeping their eyes open, like, okay, we're waiting. The false flag people then tell you they were just waiting for their operatives to go, do shit. The non-false flag people will say, well, they were just sitting there waiting just for what happened, and then they pounced on it. It's just like, again, with step one, I can't emphasize enough that it's academic at that point. Just don't bother. But again, the formula of PRS does count as a essential concept, which is defined, of course, as a fundamental bare bones basics of what must be understood if humanity is ever to reassert self-determination. And you really can't take responsibility for your life if you don't understand how this formula works. I mean, it's really that important because the establishment uses it various ways, various times, even in ways I'm still finding out. Even now, all these years later. I mean, it's really pernicious. So, for the furtherance of everyone's education, it's important to kind of get this started, especially with, new recruits. And I'm talking to you guys all the time. That this is something key. I mean, it's right up there with how to deal with the secret police, and that will be a subject of a future podcast as well. That this is what needs to happen. I mean, you have to recognize how they're using the tricks and what they're pushing. Because once you recognize it, then you can formulate a plan, your response to it, or maybe not at all. I mean, maybe depending on what the problem is, maybe as long as you see through the fog of their illusion, then all you have to do is not believe it, and then you're fine, for the most part. I mean, it could just be something as simple as that. But in other cases, you would have to act on it. It just depends what it is. So just keep in mind the PRS formula, because that's something I mention and other things. So it's not something to be brushed aside. I mean, it's way more important than other such things like false flag operations. I mean this formula is battle test. It's the history shows it. It's been battle tested, so to speak. It's reliable. It's a reliable gauge. It's an excellent way of measuring phenomenon, especially social phenomenon. So for next episode, we will continue seeing through the fog of illusion by exploring another essential concept, that of predictive programming. I'm Sleepy Salsa, and thanks for listening.